2 weeks ago, in a Washington State high school, a 15-year-old homecoming prince, Jalen Freiberg, shot four of his schoolmates and himself. Maybe it was over a girl, maybe it was something else. No one can say for sure. But his Twitter feed was filled with rage and despair. "It breaks me," he wrote. "It actually does. I know I seem to be sweating it off, but I'm not, and I will never be able to." That was 3 days before the shooting. Another tweet, "It won't last. It'll never last." That was the night before. Could an app have prevented what happened next? For 61 years, the UK suicide prevention charity called Samaritans has been coming to the aid of vulnerable strangers at risk of doing themselves harm. Well, now there's an app for that. The Samaritans Radar monitors the Twitter feeds of those the user follows and flags language that may suggest suicidal thoughts. If you download Samaritans Radar and say, "Follow me on Twitter," and I tweet, "I just want to end it all," or "Help me," you will be alerted and you can spring into action. David Meyer wrote about the app for the technology website GigaOhm, and at first was bullish on the idea of applying digital technology to help prevent tragedy. But others saw all sorts of problems with the Samaritans Radar, and now so does he.
Well, quite a few people pointed out that not everyone who follows somebody is that person's friend. So people could use this if they are so-called trolls or abusive internet users to find people to pick on, as it were. This person's feeling low, I'm going to try and make them feel even lower. Another very commonly expressed criticism was that a lot of people use Twitter to just get stuff off their chest. They're not looking for a response. They're not using it as an overt cry for help. One of the recurring things that I've seen is that people who are suffering from mental health issues, who use Twitter to get stuff off their chest, have said that they will leave Twitter because they don't find it a safe place anymore. And some people have claimed already that they have left Twitter because of this app.
And then, of course, there are false positives. Something innocuous in a tweet that the Samaritans Radar identifies as a potential cry for help.
Well, that's certainly a problem. People are prone to exaggeration for comedic effect, let's say. The local story is out of your favorite brand of cereal. Oh, I could just die, you know, I want to end it all now. This is something that searches for key phrases, for keywords. It doesn't recognize sarcasm or irony. The problem there is it may well worry somebody as well. I mean, let's say somebody is following you who does actually care for you. They will get a notification saying that this person is sounding distressed. They may not know the context. You know, the sort of, "I want to end it all" might be a separate tweet that follows on from a previous tweet that established the context. And one of the key problems here as well is that the person who actually made the tweet, and they don't know that somebody else has been sent an alert saying that they are sounding possibly suicidal. The only people who actually opt in are the people who opt in to get the alerts about their followers.
Another kind of haunting quality to Samaritan's Radar is, while it is not a big brother, it's hundreds or thousands of little brothers who, without your knowledge whatsoever, are suddenly monitoring your emotional state on a tweet-by-tweet basis. That's kind of creepy.
It is. It's creepy because of the automation of it. The fact that you've essentially said, okay, Mr. Automated System, keep an eye on this person for me. I mean, let's face it, you know, Twitter is, to a great extent, a public medium, but this is kind of an automated stalking mechanism, one with good intentions, but that's sort of what it is anyway.
What about the legality of Samaritan's Radar in Europe, especially where data privacy has been regulated and legislated certainly more vigorously than it has here?
It is of dubious legality. A lot of people don't see this particular mechanism as being in compliance with data protection law. You know, even if you pull back from the specific legalities of it, in terms of ethics, it really comes down to consent. The Samaritans keep pointing out that people opt into the system, but the people who opt in are the people who are doing the watching, not the people who are being watched. And that's a problem. It's important, I think, to note that the Samaritans are also already the suicide prevention partners of Twitter and Facebook in the UK and the Republic of Ireland as well. I mean, if you see somebody's tweet and you think that that person is sounding at risk, before this system came in, you could already report it, as it were, to Twitter or Facebook, who would then pass it on to the Samaritans, who would try and get in touch with that person. But again, it's the automation of this that's the issue.
Nobody has imputed to the Samaritans any kind of sinister intentions. They've been at this now for more than 60 years. But the backlash has been significant. How has the organization reacted?
A lot of people are seeing it as having had a bit of a tin ear in this. You know, it doesn't seem to be taking into account the crux of the complaints. They say that it's legal. They say they've taken legal advice. They claim that they're not even processors of the data. An absurd statement to make unless somebody else is running the app, which doesn't seem to be the case. This is something that clearly comes, with good intentions. It was worked out with researchers. It's trying to solve a problem, and to a large extent it might solve that problem, but it's actually creating other problems, which the people who are supposed to be helped here find very distressing, frankly.
David, I thank you.
It was a pleasure.
David Meyer is a senior writer for GigaOM, covering Europe and issues related to privacy and security.